So the reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 15. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's just pray for Janet before she speaks to us. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful prayer which you left for us to say, you taught us to say it, and your disciples. And as we begin to unpick it, we pray that we will learn more of you. We pray for Janet as she speaks to us. Speak through her, we pray. Challenge us, comfort us, instruct us. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Thanks, Barbara. I wrote this talk yesterday afternoon when lots of messages were coming through on my phone from my sister-in-law that my brother Stephen had been taken ill. His hands have got really, really weak. They think a nerve is being compressed, and he was tired and exhausted. And we were praying, and I was praying, and it was hard to write a talk, quite honestly, when things like that are happening. And before I go on, this morning I opened my Bible, as I always do. I opened the very next chapter of the book I was reading, which is Job, and I read this. Of what use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? I didn't know strength of hands was even in the Bible, and that was exactly what Stephen was suffering from. And then I read on this morning, and now my life ebbs away, days of suffering grip me, night pierces my bones, my gnawing pains never rest. And I just started the day thinking, wow, God knows what's going on. Isn't that amazing? Of all the passages in the whole Bible I could have read this morning. So I feel actually encouraged that God knows. And just to say, keep on with that daily Bible reading. God speaks to me so often, but something so specific first thing this morning was just amazing. So we're looking at the Lord's Prayer, and last week Ray kindly started us off, and we thought about declaring who God is, declaring those things we wrote on the pieces of card. We wrote that God is good, that God is love. We declare he is our Father. May his name be revered. May his name be hallowed. So today we're thinking about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. And Colin read from Matthew 6. And just before the passage, it's Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray. And he says, don't do it very ostentatiously, like those Pharisees that always happen to be on the street corner at 3 p.m. And it's very public, their prayers. He says, don't be conspicuous. Don't babble on and on. Pray to your Father, Abba, Father. Very intimate idea of Father. This then is how you should pray. And it starts, as I said just now, with praise, with adoration, declaring who God is. And then verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. It's declaring who God is. It's declaring God's work of establishing his kingdom here on earth. We're praying for God's kingdom to come. So I started thinking, what does it mean to have a kingdom? Well, we live in a kingdom. We live in the United Kingdom, where there is now a king, but there was a queen for many years. And a kingdom is a place where there's a ruler, and within that you belong to the kingdom. So I don't know how many of you still have your passport, but on my passport, on the outside, it says United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And then on the inside of my passport, because it was issued when our Queen was still around, it says, Her Britannic Majesty's Secretary of State requests and requires, in the name of Her Majesty, all those whom it may concern to allow the bearer to pass freely without let or hindrance, to afford the bearer such assistance and protection as may be necessary. If you've got a passport, go and check what it says on it. But it was a reminder, I belong to the United Kingdom, and in the name of Her Majesty, it says, basically, let me into the country, let me travel, let me move around. We're citizens, so I am British by nationality. I speak English. I'm very British. I adore cups of tea. I literally have cups of tea in my veins. I adore roast beef and roast beef dinners. I hold a lot of British values, and I'm probably quite good at queuing as well. Do you remember those old atlases? When I was young, I had an atlas, and the British Empire, they coloured all those countries that were British in red. And I can remember just red over parts of Africa and red over parts of Asia and sort of Southern Asia. Red over, we had Canada, we had Australia there. But all I simply want to say about the British Empire and the colonies was how the language spread. The English language spread. So as you know, I go to Uganda occasionally, and when you go to Uganda, they speak English. They drive on the left-hand side of the road. They have a civil service in Uganda. They have a legal system and judges, all based on the British system. And the children at school sit O-levels and A-levels. All signs that it used to be a British colony. My brother, who loves travelling, my other brother David, went to the Falkland Islands once and sent us a picture of a red telephone box and a red pillar box on the Falkland Islands. What's that about? They're signs about belonging to the kingdom. So when we pray, your kingdom come, we're praying for God's rule, but for God's ways to come. We're praying for God to reign over things. We're praying for God's kingdom to advance all around the earth. We're praying that God be the ruler, for an end to poverty and unfairness and war. God, come and be our king. Be our king. God's kingdom, meaning that for all those who believe in him, that Christ is reigning in our hearts and lives, that God's presence is seen in his church. And so as God's kingdom spreads, the church spreads God's love, God's customs, God's rule around the world. And so we see the church involved in social action, in the breakfast run, in food banks, the church showing God's love, and the things Di Noon does on a Saturday morning, making hot drinks, and Barbara, you do as well, I know, and taking things down to the homeless. They are helping spread a bit of God's kingdom here in Bristol. Your will be done. It means we want God's will, not ours, to be done. Sometimes we just don't know what God's will is, or I think I know, and I use God as a slot machine. God, give me a wonderful job, a fantastic husband. I want to win the lottery, a healthy body, whatever it is. But it may not be God's will. God's will is perfect. He knows best. God, you know what is best. So when we pray, your will be done, we mean, God, we want what you want to happen. Yes, I'm praying for Stephen's healing. I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for God to be glorified. I'm praying for a miracle. But most of all, I'm praying for God's will to be done. There's always a danger of thinking we know what we should be praying for, that we know what is best, and then we start praying into our prejudices. I don't think anyone here is an American this morning, but again, in America, part of the church there would very much be praying for Biden or for Trump to win rather than for God's will to be done for the next president of the States. Let's keep praying God's will be done, not our will, but God's will. On earth as it is in heaven. It's a declaration. We want things here to be like heaven. We want to see that heavenly transformation in Bristol, as our vision says. We want to see heaven's influence on earth. And yet we live in this strange in-between times. Jesus has come, but we haven't yet got to the second coming. So it's called the now and the not yet of the kingdom. Jesus has come once. He's announced the kingdom of God is near, but it'll only be completely fulfilled at the second coming. We live in those in-between times, but we pray, God, your kingdom come. And it keeps us focused on God being our ruler, his will and not ours. And so we plea inside our hearts, Lord, we want earth to look, Lord, like heaven. We want your will and your reign. We want your truth. We want your kingdom to come. We want earth to resemble heaven. In our vision, it says, as a church, we want to play our part in seeing God's kingdom grow in our own lives, in Clifton, in Bristol and beyond. That's what we are about. And we do this by helping people find Jesus and follow him wholeheartedly. So let's pray for God's kingdom to come. But we need to live as if he was our king. So as a British person, I'm still quite British when I'm abroad. I'm always looking for like British tea, for example. And, you know, people can usually spot by my accent, oh, she's very British, isn't she? Wherever I go. And in the same way, we're called to be very noticeably a Christian wherever we are, to spread his kingdom down our streets, to play that essential role in God's work of establishing his kingdom. So let's pray that God's will, not our own will, is done. Let's pray for God's kingdom to come. And let's pray we see a little bit of heaven here on earth. Amen.